Blood Sinister, written by Celia Rees and read by Shirley Barthelme. To keep this safe from prying eyes, cursed be he who looks inside. A square of white paper was gummed on to the marbled inside cover. The verse was accompanied by a little devil drawn in red ink, complete with a horrible grimacing face, pitchfork and nest of flames licking all around him. The handwriting was copperplate, small and incredibly neat, sloping to the right with loops above and below the lines. Executed well over 100 years ago, Indian ink had kept the letters fresh and black. Ellen looked at the page, her heart beating fast. This was a discovery. There might be secrets here. The writer, Ellen Laidlaw, became Ellen Laidlaw Macmillan. She was famous, and Ellen's great-great-grandmother. Ellen knew about her, a pioneering woman doctor. They shared the same name. She'd been told about that, and anyway, she'd once done a project on her. 1878. She would have been young when she wrote this, about the same age as Ellen was now. This must be her diary. A sound made Ellen look up. It was only rain, sharp on the window pane. Nevertheless, she put the book down and went to look out. The weather was atrocious. There was no one about. Then she noticed a man walking down the road, close against the high cemetery wall. He was wearing a long black overcoat, collar up against the wind. His face was turned away, and on his head, pulled right down, he wore a broad-brimmed hat. When he got to the overgrown gate, he stopped and peered in. His gloved hand reached forward to test the huge rusting chain, tugging at the hanging padlock. Then he turned round. His face, white beneath the black fedora, looked straight up at her. There was no way that he could see her. He was at least 30 meters away, and she was right at the top of a three-story house. Even so, Ellen felt their eyes meet. It was as though his eyes were searching for hers, focusing finer and finer like high-powered binoculars. As she watched, the rain began to turn to sleet. Instinctively, she dropped out of his reach, staying crouched down as little balls of ice began to skitter against the window above her. The sound they made was like pebbles thrown up at the glass or the scratching of fingernails. Moments later, telling herself not to be so stupid, she peered over the sill. But he had gone. There was no sign of him anywhere. She took in the whole length of the long curving street. He had simply vanished.